Being a professional mathematician. David Udan tells us about the Institute of Mathematics and its applications.
My name's David Udan. I am the executive director of the Institute of Maths and its applications. The Institute of Maths and its applications aims to be the learned and professional society which is the home for all UK mathematicians who have degrees. So wherever your degree takes you, we would welcome you into the IMA, be that research, higher education, teaching, industry, commerce, school education. Anywhere that our graduates go, they are welcome to stay with the IMA. We have existed for nearly 50 years, and in 2014 we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary. We have a royal charter, which we received some years after being first established, and that helps us then to award chartered designations, chartered mathematician, chartered scientist, in the same way as, say, the Institute of Physics or the Royal Society for Chemistry. Right, our work for the profession, if I start at the research end, we produce learned journals, we run conferences across a whole range of activities that relate to industry, commerce, academic research. I should emphasise that everything we do is for the public good. This is what charities are supposed to do, and we are an educational charity. We also have an early career network for our younger members. We actively engage with undergraduate students and postgraduate students. We do a lot of work in education, trying to help the government with its policy, advising and supporting excellent organisations like the Advisory Committee for Maths Education. We run branches throughout the region so our members can have maths meetings of interest. We run the Maths Careers website, which is actually the most popular STEM careers website in Britain, with over 10,000 visitors a month. We try and work with the government to maximise the funding they give for research, and we advise on research policy. We give grants to researchers and to those doing education, and we lobby government in any way we can on the benefit that mathematics produces to the UK economy. We have currently about 4,600 members. We have a grade structure, so we have three large groups, which are the fellows, the more senior members, our members, and our associate members. The associate members are individuals who have just finished their undergraduate studies. We also have student members. We have a grade for people who just like maths as a hobby. And we have our chartered designations, chartered mathematician, chartered scientist, and chartered mathematics teacher. In addition to our membership grades, we also have a free scheme which we have set up for mathematics undergraduates and postgraduates. And this is a free e-student scheme. So we are trying to provide information that complements the academic lectures that students have. And so being an e-student, you would become a part of our community. You would receive an electronic newsletter which gives you an introduction to the sorts of materials we're putting in our membership publication, Mathematics Today. It also shows details of news and maths careers activities that are useful. It's supposed to be a non-academic but part of the maths community newsletter that you will enjoy receiving, and hopefully encourage you to stay in contact and become a member of the IMA. It also reflects a little bit that when you're at university, quite naturally you see university mathematics, but the profession of mathematician goes much wider than just university, and we hope that through the materials you receive as by being an e-student, that you will see the wide breadth of mathematics in the country and take your place in the maths community. And there's a free online application form to join. All you need do is go to the IMA website, follow the link to students, and then fill in the details on the e-student section. If I talk a little bit about the benefits of membership, our members say that their employers value membership of learned societies. It shows employers the recognition as a professional mathematician. It is also increasingly needed in communities which look at the competence of their staff, that people are properly qualified. So being a member of the IMA gives recognition as a professional mathematician. It shows that you are part of the mathematics community. We have, as I said, an earlier, younger group, the early career mathematicians, who have their own conferences and do their own networking. We have committees that look at industrial issues or academic research issues. And we also find that members say that to get promoted throughout their career, professional accreditation is very beneficial to them. And other members say that it opens the door to collaboration. The IMA says about its various grades that they provide public trust and confidence. Our grades provide evidence of skills and experience and professionalism that are necessary throughout your career. Membership of the IMA improves your employability. Achieving a chartered designation is well recognised as a mark of professional skill and sets you at the same position as chartered scientists or chartered engineers and other chartered designation. It demonstrates that you are professionally recognised in your field of excellence. We also work to put the views of our members to government, and we say that your math skills are an indicator of your intrinsic ability. Be proud of your subject and join the Institute of Mathematics.
This recording was created for the project Being a Professional Mathematician, supported by the MSOR Network, the Institute of Mathematics and its applications, and the Universities of Greenwich and Birmingham as part of the National HE STEM Programme. It is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike licence.